Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Before we get started, I wanted to remind you of the opportunity to help us reach our goal of sponsoring 100 children through Compassion International. We love the work that they have been doing, and we have been sponsoring children through them for years. We've enjoyed getting to know the children, and it's something that our kids get to participate in as well, as we communicate back and forth with the children we sponsor. Would you please consider joining us in sponsoring these children through Compassion International? We made it really simple to do so. You can text KBS to 83393. You'll get a text back with a picture of a child and a link. Simply click that link and follow the steps to start sponsoring. Or go to compassion.com/KBS. From there, you and your family can choose a boy or girl you would like to sponsor. Now, let's begin today's story. Today's story is called Love Part 2. Love doesn't always mean getting what you want. And this comes from Psalm chapter 119, verses 35 through 37, the NIV and ICB translation, and 1 John chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. We will begin reading from our Bible and then move on to an example that will help you understand what we read. You will hear the word command. Say out loud, what do you think a command is? Thanks for sharing. Some of you may have said it is a law, a rule, or something to follow and obey. These would all be correct. Let's begin our Bible reading here. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes, and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. We are going to read these same verses from our Bible, but you will notice some of the words are different. This is what's called another translation of the Bible. Let's hear it again with this one. Help me obey your commands, because that makes me happy. Help me want to obey your rules, instead of selfishly wanting riches. Keep me from looking at worthless things. Let me live by your word. I heard the word commands twice now, and also the word rules. Now we will turn in our Bibles to 1 John and listen for the word command again. Here we go.
In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Well, only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
Listeners, does it sound like God's commands will make us unhappy?
No.
Did it say his commands are so heavy to carry? They're so hard on us making us feel, worried and stressed?
No.
No, it didn't say that. It said, they are not burdensome. They make us happy. We find delight in them. To show you what this looks like, I'm going to share a fun story with you. Listen for the mother's rules or commands for her child. Notice if the rules are unloving, cause stress, or do they bring happiness and good things? Let's begin. It was a beautiful sunny day on Apple Tree Road where Mariah lived. The sun was so bright that its rays pierced through Mariah's curtains, shining across her bed and waking her up before her alarm rang. She enjoyed her morning stretch as she rose from her bed, getting ready for her day ahead. She leapt down the stairs like a gazelle, missing the bottom three steps, and sat at the breakfast table. Good morning, honey, her mother said.
Morning, Mom.
A warm bowl of oatmeal was placed on the table for breakfast.
Ugh, this is disgusting. Why do I have to eat this?
Mariah whined to her mother.
I want that chocolate cake that's left over.
Honey, you need some good quality food to help you think at school and give you energy and keep you full until you have lunch.
Come on, Mom. If you loved me, you would let me do what I want.
Her mother paused, looked at Mariah with her arms folded in frustration, and decided, okay. Mariah, of course I love you. Okay, fine. You can have the chocolate cake.
All right,
she shouted. Instead of telling her to follow the rules, her mother decided to let Mariah do what she wanted to do. Mariah wouldn't have to follow rules that she felt weren't loving or made her unhappy. Mariah went about the rest of the day with a big smile on her face. She felt that this was going to be fantastic.
Finally,
she thought.
Mom realizes she doesn't always know what's best for me.
She was so happy that she even began to whistle as she rode her shiny purple bike home. That evening, Mariah got to eat whatever she wanted for dinner and watch as much TV as she liked. But it was getting rather late. Her mother decided she should remind Mariah. Sweetie, it's getting pretty late. You have a big test tomorrow at school and you have soccer practice. If you don't go to bed soon, you'll be exhausted for tomorrow. Oh, and don't forget to brush your teeth too. Mariah rudely rolled her eyes.
But Mom, don't you want to make me happy? Staying up late and not brushing my teeth makes me happy. Besides, what's the worst that could happen?
Mariah's mother just sighed. Again, she decided to let her have her way and see if Mariah would learn from this. Well, this went on for a few days. Every time Mariah's mom kindly reminded her of their family's rules, Mariah would just shrug her shoulders and state,
No thanks. Loving me means I get what I want.
And she would do or not do what she wanted. But Mariah would soon learn that this was not good. During her big soccer game, she was so tired that she couldn't even run.
Her coach called her over to the bench.
Oh, hey, Mariah, what is going on there? You feeling okay?
I'm just so tired,
she said, choking back tears.
I've been staying up late, watching TV, and I think I just need to take a nap.
The rest of the week didn't go much better. As the family sat at the table eating dinner, Mariah yelped and practically jumped out of her chair.
Ouch!
Oh my goodness, are you okay?
As soon as that hot soup touched my tooth, it hurt a lot.
Well, maybe you have a cavity. We'll have to make a dentist appointment to check it out.
Oh, thank goodness. Someone will have to finally brush those teeth of hers. Well, your breath has been pretty stinky, girl.
Her older brother chuckled.
No, it doesn't.
But deep down, she knew he was right. She had refused to brush her teeth for a while because it didn't make her happy. But boy, this tooth pain and having bad breath also did not make her happy. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard from our Bible and our example. Was Mariah's mom's rules there to protect and bring Mariah joy?
Yes.
Yes. The rules weren't there to be mean or be a party pooper. Her mom's rules were made out of her love for Mariah. At first, Mariah thought this. Well, if her mom really loved her, she would let her do whatever she wanted to do. But is that true?
No.
It was actually unloving of her mom to let her eat whatever she wanted, to stay up late, and not brush her teeth. It was unloving because letting her do those things actually made Mariah feel bad, unhappy, have stomach aches and cavities. It would be unloving of her mom to let her continue to do things that hurt her. Your parents love you so much, but God loves you even more. So do you think His rules and commands are good?
Yes.
Yes. And if we ever doubt that His rules are good and loving, we can look to the cross to remember this. God loves us so much that He sent His only Son to save us. That's an incredible love. He gives us His commands to keep us safe. They bring us delight. He loves you so much. This week, talk with your family about what some of God's commands are. We can joyfully follow God's commands because we trust the One who loves us so much. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for joining us. And, as always, bye for now.